It was with sadness that we received the news of the passing on of Abdul Razak Noorbhai, who had served the community as a politician. I personally had interacted with him on various occasions at various political discussions when he was part of the Al Jamaa Party. We had a debate at the Nurul Islam Hall where he presented the views of the Al Jamaa Party, and that was a very robust discussion, and he was very passionate about what he did. Also subsequent to that, recently he stood for councillor for Lanesia, and at the studios of Radio Islam, he had visited the studios and participated in a discussion at the studios of Radio Islam, and I interacted with him with that. Very pleasant, and you know, he believed in his cause and he served the community through what he did in the form of politics. Now, we chat to his daughter this afternoon, Nadima Noorbhai, about the legacy of her marhoom father. Nadima, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I start with a universal greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah for allowing me the opportunity to speak on your radio station about my father, Abdul Razak Noorbhai.
We would like to express our condolences to you and your family on the passing on of your father. May Allah, Rabbul Izzah, elevate his stages in Jannah and grant the family beautiful sabr. Let us look at the life and times of your father. You know, we've known him for his political career, for his contribution, for his efforts in that regard. We know him for the various activities that I spoke about in my introduction, and also his participation in political activities on WhatsApp groups. Perhaps you could outline to us, you know, what was his motivation to get involved in politics? Where did it all start for him?
I must admit, to be honest with you, as I sit now, I never thought that I would be contributing to this tribute of my dad today. And I think his passing was so quick and so sudden. But Almighty knows best. Just to give you a background on my dad, previously, before being in politics, my father was in the shoe industry. And he was quite passionate in his shoe industry as well. And I think any field of work that he was in, he gave it 110%. And he was very passionate about anything that he done. Where and how did he get into politics? We don't know. We often used to sit at the table and say, oh, Dad, how are you all of a sudden becoming a politician? Like, that was never in your field. Like, it was never on your path. But I think, if with my dad always, he would always go with, this is where Almighty has guided him, and this is where your taqdeer and your rizq lies. And if you embrace your opportunities that come your way, that's the type of person that he was. How it actually started was, my dad went to, there was an open meeting one day, I think it was at the mosque, in Bosman Mosque, or one of the mosques, I can't remember which mosque it was. But there was an open meeting where there was a political party coming to address the people to say, please come and join the party. And my dad just went to attend and show support for a political party that is a Muslim party. And from there, everything just escalated. And the next thing we knew, my dad was enrolling in the party and he was now looking for membership. And in 2000, and I think it was 2008, my father was elected as a councillor for the Muslim political party, Al Jamaa. And while he served in his term of council, he was escalated to the chairperson and the chief whip and chairperson of the Environment and Infrastructure Service Committee, which for us, we found it was like quite amazing, because for somebody who never studied politics, somebody who wasn't that avid in politics, he grasped his role so quickly and he felt that he could make a difference and play a big contribution to the Muslim, to have the Muslim voice heard in government.
Yes, an important role, undoubtedly. In terms of, you know, the personality behind the scenes, what was he like as a father, as a husband, and as a family person?
Although he was, as I said, he was very committed to his work. When he was working with Al Jamaa, he gave his 100%. He later then joined the DA, he gave his 100%. And when he was with his family, Shukr, he gave his 100% to us as well. We never felt that he neglected us although there were times when we would say, Dad, put your phone down. I think you're too busy playing. Like, you can't solve all the problems of the world. You can do as much as you can. But when he was with us, he loved us deeply and we loved him deeply. And he was always the pillar of strength for us. He always knew what to do in a very diplomatic way. He always knew what to say, how to say it in the right way.
Yes, you know, that epitomizes him. Our producer, Ijaz Khan, was telling us that even as a kid, he remembers Counsel Abdurrazzaq being a very warm and light-hearted, very hospitable and always well-dressed. Was that really him in a nutshell?
I think how Ijaz remembers my father is how he was to the T. He was always neat. He always presented himself well. He always gave people the best and believed the best in people. He could get along with anyone, any stature, any caliber, any age, any color, any creed. He could get along with everyone, and he knew how to warm people's hearts. And I think I'm just getting a bit emotional. And I think what is so heartwarming is that I never knew that my father played such a big role in the community. And it's nice, and it's heartwarming that people are phoning us and people are giving these good messages about my father. And I just say, Alhamdulillah, I hope that all these good messages fill his qabr with noor, elevate him to the highest stages of Jannah and make things easy for him. Help all the people that are suffering as well, because at the moment we are just going through a very, very rough patch. But Allah knows best. We just received news also that my father's eldest brother is not well. He's also in hospital. Allah make it easy for him as well. He's also suffering with COVID. And for all the people that are sick, may Almighty grant them shifa. My mother also has COVID. My in-laws are also suffering with COVID. And I think every day we are just hearing more and more people that have COVID, that have passed away. So I think for me, it's eye-opening and it's heartbreaking that I'm not the only one that's playing a tribute to my father every day. There's so many other people that are paying tributes to their father in their own way or to their mother in their own way. And our ummah is really facing a time that Almighty is testing us, and we just have to be strong, because Almighty will guide us, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen. Beautiful dua, and you've summed it up in a beautiful way, giving context to what we're going through, and also understanding that many are in a similar situation like yourself. May the efforts of your father be a means of thawab jariya, continuous reward for him in his noble efforts to serve community. That is something really, really noble. And may Allah, Rabbul Izzah, creator, those who will follow in the legacy and who will continue with that type of work. Our condolences and our kind wishes to you and your family. May Allah, Rabbul Izzah, grant you strength at this time. And we will continue remembering you all in our du'as, inshallah.
Amen. Amen. One thing that if I can just mention, one more thing, I'd just like to mention my father's cause towards Palestine. He was an avid activist for Palestine. He continuously made strides and continuously wanted the improvement and fought for the freedom of the Palestinian people. He wrote a book on Palestine where all the proceeds went to Gaza. And he was a very active person in that cause. So I would just like to highlight that point. He self-published a book on Palestine. And I think those are the legacies that we'll carry on and we'll remember. It's the people's good work and their generosity that lives on.
SubhanAllah, that is so true. May Allah, Rabbul Izzah, make that a means of reward for him. We appreciate you coming on, even though it's been so close to the Mayit. May Allah Rabbul Izzah make it easy for you and the family.
Jazakallah to you and your family and to all the listeners. I say be safe, take precautions, spend time with your family. We never know when is the last moment that you're going to be with them? My father was taken so quickly from me and from my family.
Allah Rabbul Izzah.
That I just wish everyone just spend the time with your family, phone them, and make those last and make those calls to them.
Yes, certainly. That is the message that people really need to take from all of this. Allah make it easy. And we look forward to chatting to you again in the future, inshallah. Sister Nadima, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
That was Sister Nadima Noorbai, the daughter of Marhum Abdul Razak Noorbai, who was a counselor, a politician, who served in the DA and before that in the Al Jamaa Party, who has contributed to many discussions on Radio Islam International. May Allah Rabbul Izzah forgive him and elevate his stages. 24 minutes past 5 Central African time.